Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, is there time?
Come again?
Like, doesn't time go differently in space? Don't laugh at that. Like, you know.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, and we've got the new offer for you. All you have to do is let my alarm go off at the exact same time that I do my read. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. If you do that, you will get three free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That gives you access to everything we have in daily fantasy, season-long fantasy, and betting for all sports. Plus, new customers start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and make sure you're tailing me every time I want to take the Raiders on the money line.
That was nice. Gotta give you credit. I didn't see, not that I was adamantly opposed to it, but very, very, very ballsy call. I gotta ask you, do you think the Raiders are good, or is that just a spot where you were shorting Pittsburgh? Because that was a hell of a call.
I think the Raiders are better than people give them credit for. I think Derek Carr in particular is better than people give him credit for, and he gets underrepresented a bit.
Okay. Well, we have
obviously, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's not like I really thought the Raiders were going to win outright. I just thought that they were more likely to win outright than the line. And that's the key piece of this video. You know that. But the people need to know that.
We've been doing people good. NFL was really good. The Bears got through for me. Very happy. Panthers as well. Did that on the other AwesomeO Odds live betting show, which is always available on the same channel. Let's get into it. Monday Night Football. We got the Lions. We got the Packers. We got bets for you. I'm going to kick things off if that's all right with you.
Totally good with me.
Going to the prop world. I think these props, you can take advantage of it, particularly with some bad teams because their production is very, I don't even want to say concentrated. You just kind of can envision how these games are going. You've got a double digit underdog here with the Lions. They're getting 11.5 points. It feels like no matter what, they're going to be throwing a lot, similar to what we saw in week one. And that means TJ Hockenson is going to be busy once again. He is one of the players before the season I was really high on, just because I think Jared Goff is going to key on him early and often. Week one, 11 targets, 8 receptions, 97 yards, and a touchdown. His receptions prop tonight is only 4.5. It is juiced to the over, minus 155. But again, as you just talked about, it doesn't matter what the line is. It matters what it is in relation to his chance of success on that given prop. To me, he eclipses 5 or more catches, certainly more than what minus 155 equates to in a percentage-based. He is going to be busy. I think the targets could be somewhat steady around double digits each and every time they step on the field, especially in games like this. So I think he will get there just on a volume situation. I don't trust the wide receivers. We could talk about the running backs a little, but Hockenson's going to be involved. Over 4.5 catches tonight. I will lay the juice for one strip of bacon.
Makes sense to me. I sort of hope it's not successful. But
thanks.
Not necessarily. You'll see where I'm going with this in a second. One strip of bacon on the under 48.5. So I just sort of need not action anywhere. So it's, okay. You know, you can win your bet and it's still fine for me. But I'm looking for a lack of action. I assume I get that out of Detroit. Per PFF, Detroit has the 28th ranked offense, 32nd ranked defense. Just in case you don't know, there are 32 teams in the NFL. That is dead last. Packers, even after week one, 4th in offense, 8th in defense. Now, I realize that the Lions put up 33 points in week one. 14 of those points came in the final minute and 53 seconds of the fourth quarter blowout. So I don't think that the offense is ready to take on a Packers defense that should be a lot better than what Detroit saw in week one against the Niners. Now, I'm not entirely sure how the Lions can slow down the Packers. Football Outsiders joins PFF in ranking the Packers fourth on offense. They have the Lions defense 31st, so it doesn't really seem to matter which team I look at. Everybody just agrees that the Lions defense is terrible. Whether it's Aaron Jones, Davante Adams, or honestly, anyone else on this team, the Packers have what it takes. And if they score early, they're going to have an easy time just simply controlling the ball. I think the Packers roll here. I'm not super worried about the under. I like that more than going to a side. But if I was going to a side, unquestionably, I'm laying the points and taking the Packers. I just feel like the under is just slightly more safe.
I don't know how you could lean to the Lions, to be honest. I may pass on this game in terms of a side. I just have trouble backing. You mentioned it. It was actually 16 points because they got two-point conversions in that ridiculous string of epic comebacks. That game was not indicative of what actually happened. Kind of made the case for me. My second pick, my favorite pick, Aaron Jones, minus 105 anytime TD scorer tonight. I think he's going to get in the end zone. He can catch the ball if needed. If not, and they're ahead, he is primed to carry the workload. They've got Dylan, but this is a guy that is a prolific scorer. They are implied for basically 4+ touchdowns tonight, around 30, 31 points. So you look at that, there's going to be ample opportunities for this entire offense. But the one guy that kind of connects in all facets is Aaron Jones. He can be utilized in the passing game. He certainly can be utilized on the ground. His week one stats are meaningless. The game got out of hand. This is a situation where clearly Green Bay is going to have some success. You just mentioned it's unanimous that the Lions defense is very, very, very bad. I can't think of anyone better. Davante Adams is fantastic, but I actually like Aaron Jones at minus 105 even just better than Adams' line, which is higher in juice, just because they can control getting him the ball. He can be rushing it late in the game. I really feel confident that he finds the end zone at a pseudo coin flip to win a strip of bacon. Seems like an easy wager to me.
I'm going to go make that wager immediately after this because that seems fantastic. I want to get my hands on that one. Three bets up, three bets down. Another day in the books for NFL. Again, shout out to BetMGM for being the sponsor here. We got a lot going on this week. Ryder Cup coming. I believe there's a UFC pay-per-view on Saturday, but I could be wrong. We've got big cards coming up. We got a lot of things to talk about here on the breakfast menu. So make sure you're liking, subscribing, hitting the notification bell. The Awesome O Odds channel, it's the place you need to be for sports betting. This is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.